I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Full phone lines. Rick. So let's start with Ricky, who's in Union City. Hey, Ricky.
Ricky!
Hey, how you got doing?
Good, Ricky. How are you?
All right. Do you guys got time for two quick questions?
Yeah.
Okay. First question is about our quarterback, Michael Penix. So my question about him is, we've went through Ritter, we went through Mariota. Real, and not the politician answer, like the unfiltered answer. How much of a window does he have to show us as Falcons fans that he is our guy? We can give this guy the keys. He is going to take us to the next level. He's our guy. That's the first question. The second question is about James Pierce. And I just wanted to know, he's already obviously done a lot in camp as far as scuffles and things like that. He has had a temperament issue, which is why I believe he dropped in the draft as far as he dropped. At what point does that, I guess, energy from a guy begin to turn into a potentially like a locker room cancer, you know, down the line, which we don't need? And that's all I got.
All right. Thanks, Ricky.
I don't believe that happens. That's not a real thing where it turns into a locker room cancer. Like I don't see that ever happen, and I've never seen that happen.
We are,
yeah, I've never seen that happen.
We're miles away.
Yeah, yeah. So I've never seen Ricky. That. Yeah, I've never heard of that, and I've never seen that happen.
Now, as far as like James Pierce, you know, if he's out there getting penalties in the regular season and costing the team yardage and not getting to the quarterback, then that's a conversation.
That's a conversation.
But you know, like, we got to wait till we see him playing games and how he's acting and all that, because it seems like his teammates love him.
They love him to death, man. And the window thing, Michael Penix, I don't understand the question.
Yeah.
If he plays bad, then.
Well, he's a starter.
He's a starter.
Like, Michael Penix is going to be the starter of this football team for the next few years, whether he plays well or not.
I would say two.
Okay,
this year, next year.
Okay,
if he plays bad.
So then that's like that's the worst case scenario.
Yes,
that's
worst case scenario.
Okay, so 2 years.
Yeah, the worst case scenario is two.
God, I hope.
Yeah,
the good happens way before that, and I think it will.
Yeah, but I think worst case scenario is 2 years. I don't personally see that, but
yeah,
I just go,
in the context, because he asked it kind of by bringing up Mariota and Ritter, very different situations. Because of the draft selection and all that,
and they both like, were. They,
it was a top 10 draft pick.
Nobody ever believed in Ritter more than only Arthur Smith.
Yeah, and Mariota was an emergency valve when Matt Ryan wanted a trade because Deshaun Watson didn't sign here.
Right.
So yeah, all those situations are different. But yeah, Penix has, you know, your top 10 draft pick at quarterback. You have more leeway than most. Wesley is in Sugar Hill. Hey, Wesley.
How's it going, guys? Great show today. I want to make one comment, then I'm going to ask a question. And I want y'all to know, don't get mad at me. I am a positive person, and I'm really excited about this season, but I have been a fan since 68.
Yeah.
So I'm really leery of all my passes going to one receiver. Mm. And then, so here's my question.
Okay.
with the quarterback situation as it is, and if the injury bug does hit us, what are we going to do if we lose Penix for a game or two? Are we going to throw Cousins in there right away?
Yeah.
And then number two is do y'all feel there's just something in the pit of my stomach that I'm really excited about the season, but I'm just so – I just don't want to see the that usually happens to us.
Yeah, no, Wesley, I get it, Wesley.
Yeah, Wes's phone's breaking up.
You got scar tissue, man.
Yeah, that's what – I mean, you're not – there's nothing –
You're not crazy.
You're the only one. You're not crazy.
You're not crazy.
Yeah, you're not crazy or anything. Like, my whole thing, I understand it. I'm just of the mindset where it's like, I can't – why automatically begin torturing yourself before you see it?
True.
That's my thing.
You're there, but you're also
– Yes.
Like, so that's like – that's the not too low part.
Yeah.
But you're also not like
– No, exactly.
Hyping up.
I would never – I'm not going there. I'm not going there.
Right in the middle.
I'm not going there. And I know somebody hit us the other day, and I'm not trying to sell you. I'm not trying to sell you that I think this team is going to do this and this and this. Mm-mm. I'm a wait-and-see person. I'm a wait-and-see person until you prove me wrong. Not only say you prove me wrong, until you show me you can do it. And the Falcons are an organization where they have to just show me. They can show me. I can tell you all I think about how good their personnel all is, but it's still the damn Falcons at the end of the day.
But I think also at the same time, any of the positive stuff we've talked about, it's like, well, but it is a rookie quarterback, and there are going to be bumps.
Yes.
I do think Drake London is really good and poised to have a great year.
Yes.
Same thing with Bijan.
Yeah.
But there, you know, there's flaws too.
Yeah, man. Oh, hey, Wesley, you ain't crazy.
No, Wesley, you're not crazy.
You're not crazy at all.
What was the first one that he said? I don't remember the first one that he said. But no, Wesley, just know this: not only are you not crazy, you're not alone.
No,
like
you're not.
A lot of people. Yeah. I mean, there's not very many fan bases that have been through more.
Yes.
Than the Falcons fans have. Okay, so you're. You're in good company, Wesley. Jeff is in Griffin. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, long time listener, first time caller.
Oh, thank you.
I heard y'all talking about aliens and going in the basement. What's the difference between a basement and a cellar?
Well,
I'll tell you this.
Interesting.
I can go by my grandma, my great grandma, and them cellar. A lot of preserves.
Okay. So there's a lot of things that are canned down there. Okay.
There wasn't no TV.
Yeah, well, I just think of a cellar as like...
I just think a cellar...
It's like concrete.
On the side of the house.
Yeah.
It's accessible unfinished. From outside, isn't it?
Huh?
And it's accessible from outside. Yeah,
you have like
a...
Yeah, you got like that.
What do they call that? The thing that opens up and you can walk down in? Cellar door.
Cellar door.
Cellar door. What do they call that thing? How you get in the cellar?
Cellar door. But I think... that's just how country folk think. I think of basement, entertainment. I think basement, entertainment. I think cellar, some coming.
I think you go to the cellar
when
the tornado's coming through.
Yeah.
I also think of a basement as like you got stairs in the house that goes down to it.
Yeah.
And sometimes like your basement's nice. Yeah. Like it's all finished out and it's got TVs and stuff.
But to his point, if there's a storm coming, I'm not going in my basement.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not going in my basement.
Why not?
Because I just have this paranoia of being there and the whole roof ripped off. And everything, the top two floors ripped off, and we just did. I don't know. I'm crazy
wouldn't,
like that.
But wouldn't
that
you be rather the best be there?
Place to be?
Huh?
Where are you going to go?
I'm going to be in a doorway.
Okay. I thought maybe you were worried that the pool would flood and flood the basement up or something.
That too.
Well, he wasn't until now. I appreciate that.
We don't have it's like a crawl space, kind of, but it's bigger. Like, I can stand up down there underneath the porch in the front of the house, and I keep, like, the lawnmower down there and stuff. What's that called? Just a crawl space?
Yes.
Is there a fancier name for that? Can I call it a cellar?
No, because I know
it has a door.
The guy always asks us where the crawl space is, and I'm like, it's right, because it's, like, right on the side of the house by where the garage is.
Yeah.
It goes down to where the bathroom downstairs is. So, I don't know how you get down and through there, but they were like, last time they were at the house, it was a leak, and they were like, we got to get, where's the crawl space? I don't know. First of all, what is a crawl space?
space in which you have to crawl to get around.
Yes, but I'm saying, why do you need that? And then he told me, they explained it to me and all that stuff. But I'm just country. I think of a cellar on the side of the house, tornado coming and all that. I think a basement, me down there chilling and being
from
a
from a architectural standpoint? Because I looked it up.
Why?
I do the research, Randy.
Good. No, I'm glad. I was glad. I was like, I wonder from an architectural standpoint, what is it?
It says that a basement can have half of the room above curb level while a cellar is completely below
Street level. Okay. All right.
There it is.
I'm glad we got the architectural perspective.
I don't buy that definition.
I don't know if I do either.
And then a seller also, Randy was saying, will have like some mason jars filled with beans.
I did see some that said cellars are used for storing things and basements can be used for living.
Yes.
There you go.
There it is.
We got there. Ed's in Lawrenceville. Hey, Ed.
Hey, guys. I want to tag along yesterday in the AMA. You were talking about hating it when people say I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I got another two-word phrase that drives me crazy as well. I'm an older guy. I'm in my 60s, and young people like to use it for thank you or you're welcome or okay. I hate the phrase no problem. You know, especially in a retail situation, sir, I'd like the black SUV for $80,000. I'll take it. No problem, boss. Yeah,
what is it that you don't like about it?
I want a thank you or something, right?
Okay,
and then real quick, secondly, as soon as Abe came on the air earlier, I said, man, that guy is eating like an Uncrustable or something. I knew it right off the bat, and then Randy said meat stick. So I want to know specifically, because I heard wetness and moisture, and I'm thinking if it was a meat stick, he dipped it in like peanut butter or something. So I want to know exactly what Abe had. Thanks, fellas.
Thank you, Ed.
I threw it away. Oh, no. Well, the wrapper. I ate the, it was some sort of like beef jerky stick. Yeah.
Okay. So the moisture was provided by Abe.
Yes.
That was saliva.
I have a question. This whole thing with this Savannah CBS affiliate, were they serious with that Michael Penix thing?
I think it's a typo.
It is a typo.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's a Chiron. It's a Chiron fail.
Oh, you I haven't can imagine. Seen it.
What is a Chiron, Abe?
Chiron's like the digital. Would you like to explain
it? It's like when someone's on TV, if they put their name underneath it, that's a Chiron.
Yeah, they mistyped the name, man. It's
Hey, man. I told people on Tuesday, you careful with the Penix. It auto-corrects to something else until you type it a few times. Like when he was the quarterback at Washington and me and my buddies would be texting, all of a sudden you're texting the wrong thing to your buddy.
Yes.
You know?
What the hell wrong with Andy?
Well, you said, you hope who does what?
Yeah.
Sorry, Penix. All right, Caleb is in Jefferson. Hey, Caleb.
What's up, guys? So y'all were talking about your Google searches earlier, and my mom had her 50th birthday party last year, and we did like a 70s type dress up themed birthday party. Mm-hmm. And Andy, your picture of you golfing with the mustache and stuff, it looked like you could have walked straight in and fit in with everybody that was dressed up.
Yeah,
not fucking crap, but you just reminded me of
I take 70s. That as a compliment.
And then Randy, there's a picture of you on there holding back Takiya Spikes when you were with the Chargers, yes. And he looked like he was about to eat somebody. I don't know if you remember what was happening that day.
Yes, I do.
That's all I got.
Oh, thanks, Caleb.
Yeah, he got, I'll never forget, it was last game of the year, and the running back got tackled, and he went and ran at Spikes. And all Spikes did was kind of, he just defended himself, but the guy fell back, and they ejected him. And I still don't know to this day why Spikes was ejected. And he is losing his freaking mind. And so we're sitting there on the bench because defense was out. And they run over, and one of the coaches said, Randy, go get him. Because he wouldn't listen, and so I had to run out there and get him and walk. I literally walk him into the locker room. Like, hey, come on. Like, whoo.
It's a great picture.
Oh, I hate they threw my man out there game because he didn't deserve it.
Yeah, that sucks.
So the coach said, Randy, go get him, please. Because nobody.
Well, it's a good thing you were his teammate at that point.
I literally ran on the field and grabbed him.
Because that, to me, is one of the last guys in the world you want mad at you like that.
My boy was hot.
That guy could break your back with just his neck muscles.
It was a bunch of crap, man.
I shaved my beard off the other day.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Anybody notice? Yeah, my family didn't.
Yeah.
Nobody noticed.
Nobody noticed? No. I saw you with the new face.
2 days in, I was like, anybody? And they're like, oh, yeah, beard. But when I shave my beard off, I always leave the mustache last. And I think about it every time. And I'm like, I don't know, maybe we...
No.
Maybe no. Maybe mustache bunk comes back just for a little bit.
Come on, man.
And then I didn't, but...
I appreciate it, dog.
I really liked having
it. You don't have to look at your face with that on,
that's,
dog.
Well, I do. I get to sometimes.
Because I know why you're doing it. Like, if the mustache is always your look... I ain't got no problem.
What was that? Why?
You know why you were doing it.
Spencer Strider?
Because you and Bo wanted to mess with me.
We're happy about Spencer Strider.
Because you and Bo wanted to mess with me.
No, I honestly, And again, I'm not probably going to go back to it ever. Nobody likes it but me. But I really did like it. I really genuinely thought I looked.
Not.
Yes, I do.
No,
I am not lying. I'm not lying. I really actually think that I looked cool when I had that mustache.
There's no way, I swear to God.
There's no way. Now, again, I'll cut it off because nobody likes it. My wife doesn't like it, all that. Although I will say, both of my children were conceived with mustache. So she doesn't hate it that much.
There's no more left to say on this Thursday after that one.
All right. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
Yeah. Well, who needs a fertility when you had a mustache in Andy's case? All I know is
at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That Abe was moist? And the magic party with Warren G is going to be litty. Litty.
This was said earlier in the show. Go back to eating that meat stick.
Yeah. The Midday Show with Andy and Randy featuring lots of tentacles.
Yes.
And it's brought to you by Andy and Randy's Meat Rub.
How do you jerk meat? And Andy's mustache is like the full moon. Just weird things happen.
Yeah, man.
All right, have a great rest of your Thursday. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning at 11.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.